We leave you today in the town of Tabasco, Mexico, where a housing project could stretch your understanding of what 3D printing is all about. The nonprofit News Story is building the world's first community of 3D printed houses. Each home is 500 square feet with all the amenities you'd expect in a modern house. News Story is helping plan a neighborhood with 50 of these homes. So far, four have been built, or rather printed. Brett Hagler is behind the project. He told me what it means to print a house.
It's a proprietary cement mix that's made by our partner Icon. And it kind of looks like soft serve ice cream oozing out of a nozzle, and it is layering the interior and the exterior walls of a house. And so it starts at the very bottom, and it'll do a layer of about an inch and 2 inches, and then we'll layer the home all the way until the very top until you can put a roof on, usually over 100 layers to get to the top. And it took about 24 hours of printing time. And this is kind of the slowest it's ever going to be. And that's the promise with robotic construction, is that it's only going to get faster and higher quality over time.
Is it expensive to make one of these homes?
Absolutely not. It's still super early into the process, so we're not sharing an exact price, but we've designed these homes to be for families that are living in extreme poverty, and they will be as affordable as we can possibly make them.
Why in Tabasco?
So we had worked there in the past in that state. Their government was very supportive of the project. And the families that we serve and we want to partner with, a lot of them live in seismic areas. And we wanted to design the material and the foundation to withstand an earthquake. We believe very confidently that these will be the strongest homes in the whole town.
How did you select the families who would live in these homes?
So we rely on our excellent local partner, Echele Tu Casa, and then we have a standard procedure that is trying to vet, you know, why are families in the situation they're in? What is their income? And, you know, we work with families that are basically the most vulnerable families in the area.
I think about other people in Mexico in need of shelter, the immigrants from like Honduras and Guatemala. Is that also in the back of your mind as you think about the scope of this project?
Unfortunately, not really, because what we do is focus on creating communities that are built to last. When families move in, it's where we hope they will be for decades to come, generational impact.
Well, good luck. Brett Hagler, the CEO of News Story, which is the housing nonprofit leading a project printing a 3D community in Tabasco, Mexico. Thanks for being here, Brett.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Brett told me News Story does hope to expand the project to other cities in Mexico and further across Latin America. Take a virtual tour of these 3D printed homes. We've got video on our Instagram. We are at PRI The World.